Good morning and welcome to the Project Joy radio show. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
All right, here was our assignment from yesterday. All conditioned things are impermanent. Work out your salvation with diligence. In the daily recollection, we say, all formations are transient. All formations are subject to suffering. All things are without a self. The first sentence of the quote points to the teaching, all formations are transient. The second sentence points to all formations are subject to suffering. The Buddha therefore counseled us to practice working on the salvation of the one being we can save, the one we identify as me. But if the Buddha taught that all things are without a self, then the voices inevitably ask the question, who am I saving? Fortunately, we don't have to go up into conditioned mind to noodle the question. Anyone who has practiced with the two-handed recording exercise has a direct experience of the answer. First, the human being talks into the recorder about their suffering and compassion listens. Then compassion talks and the human being listens. At the end of the process, we mysteriously experience ourselves as the wisdom offered and compassion received. The human being is saved, and we compassionately comprehend all things are without a self. Today, practice the two-handed recording exercise at least three times and experience the teaching in this quote. All right.
Kind of makes you want to go do the exercise, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, it sure does. Well, let's hear from our first caller, shall we, Siri?
All right.
First caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, good morning, Ashwini and Sherry. This is Eleanor in Georgia.
Well, hi, good Eleanor. Morning, Eleanor.
Good morning. It's on the cusp for here, but
it is on the cusp. You're right there on the edge of morning, afternoon.
Oh, great. I'm so happy to be connecting. In the practice yesterday, the two-handed recording was just brought up a lot of subtleties. I wasn't in any little mini conditioning crisis, and I did it anyway. And what kept coming up was gratitude for practice. In the way of, so it's from an earlier show call this week, was chipping away at this being's, chipping away at my stuff. I can't remember the word.
Mm-hmm.
But it came to me how much chipping away that this practitioner has done and this practice has done, and how grateful I am that, you know, it was about not owning the self and not owning the children, but somehow that gives me space and I can realize that I can see this being now with a little more distance and a little more compassion and as I guess looking at the possibility of doing it with somebody else's stuff really made me thankful for all I've done.
Yes. Yeah. I laugh about that for myself a lot. You know, and you might think I'm having kind of a rough go of something, and I think, okay, well, whose karma do I want to wake up into today, right? to suddenly be confronted with this stuff, and I have no idea what it is or where it comes from or how to relate to it. Or no, thank you. I'll stick with the work I've done. Thank you.
Exactly.
Be grateful for that.
So many times I'll say, oh, my goodness, you're doing that again? Really? I mean, really? And I'll just go, okay, all right, you know, that's kind of what happens sometimes. And it's just so beautiful to be. And the mentor in the two-handed recordings yesterday came up with that, was like, oh, yeah, of course you feel like you have too much to do today. But you know what? It's okay, you know. You can only do what you can do. And it just, you know, drop the tension for me.
What I hear in it, Eleanor, is exactly what the Buddha was pointing us toward, which is as long as we believe we're that little flawed ego, then it is a struggle because we're going to be listening to those hateful voices in conditioned mind beating us up, you know, constantly watching us and criticizing us and critiquing every move that we make. And as we practice, we're moving away from, yeah, that's who I am, and I really got to fix that, to actually there's this growing awareness of in. We can't actually put it into words, because when we put it into words, that's not it, but it's kind of like the assignment, right? In this magical, mystical way, we get it, that what's happening is there's a growing sense of being the awareness, the conscious, compassionate awareness that is in relationship to that human being who has been identified with that ego and suffering so as a result. And so now what you're describing is from that place of conscious, compassionate awareness, you're seeing that human being. You can see what ego identification has done to her and how she still struggles and suffers with it, but you're there to encourage and support and mentor and let her know that she's perfectly equal to that life and working through all of that and letting, you know, it's not like you're going to reach in there and jerk her out of her life circumstances. You know, it's the with the monkey with the fish, right? That poor fish is drowning, so the monkey's going to take it up to the top of the tree and make it safe. That's not that, you know, we're not trying to do that. It really is mentoring, isn't it?
It is. That's exactly it, because for many times, and I still go to this place of thinking, I've got to get it right, and if I'm not, if I'm suffering or if I'm identified, then I'm doing something wrong. And
right.
And that's just not, I can see that that's not true.
And it's just not true.
It's just not. No, it
happens. It's just not.
And, it's not. Uh-huh. So, wow, big gratitude for
yeah.
that one. Wow.
Oh,
all
it's good. It's good. A little vantage point is a wonderful thing, isn't it? Just move back to a new perspective and go, oh, okay, yeah, all right, I can
yeah.
see that even clearer.
And then even see all the amazing things that have happened so much smoother in my life that, you know, conditioning
yeah.
doesn't really bring up for me to think notice, but that,
right.
that wow,
yeah.
wow, there's been no drama today. Oh, my goodness, you know, how wonderful. You know,
yeah, a lot. It was a busy day. A lot got done. No drama, no suffering. Wow. That,
yeah. Wow.
That's big.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I noticed the blue sky over and over and over. And how exceptional is that, you know?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank y'all
well,
so much.
Good.
And I hope to.
Thank
be,
you.
I will be with you in spirit also on that, those cushions out there.
Oh, good.
All the time.
All right, good. Thank you, Eleanor.
Thank you for that. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Eleanor. It really does come down to that, right, Sherry, that the assignment was pointing us to, we keep making the movements that assist us not to identify with the self, the ego self, and then we can be the conscious, compassionate awareness and the human having a life experience. Because we are able to
yeah.
have both those experiences, right? The plane of the universal and the plane of the personal,
the human.
Which are just
uh-huh.
reflections of different aspects of the same thing if mm-hmm. we're not identified with that non-dual way of thinking about them as different.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When we see it from a non-dual perspective, then we realize that the human incarnation and the conscious compassion awareness are just two ways of experiencing the same thing, right? And
yeah,
the ego is the illusion that
yes,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's why the two-handed recording exercise is so powerful, because in one hand we're one thing and in the other hand we're in the other thing. And in making the movement between that, what dissolves is the illusion that we're neither of
yeah.
those.
Yes. Yeah.
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 It's just, I just love it. Gives me chills.
Me too. Yes.
All right. Here is our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello, it's Jeffrey in New York City.
Hello,
hi,
Jeffrey.
Hi, this is such a wonderful assignment, and what it was reminding me of is how much the I or an I is maintained by words in the brain, by like a story, a narrative that goes on all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
I usually
call it a conversation, of course, but you're right. A narrative is probably more what we're experiencing more of the time. Yeah, story. Yeah, and then this happened, and then he did that, and then that happened, and then he felt that way, and then he did, and then you did that, and then you shouldn't have, and then you didn't.
Yeah, I was noticing how much it's like storytelling sometimes, mm-hmm. and it's the story of who mm-hmm. I am.
Yes, it's the story of who ego is.
Who the I is, yeah, exactly. And to have a chance through recording and listening and stuff like that to break that habit and have a context for seeing how you can not only survive not having a conversation going all the time, but you can have a pretty nice life.
In fact, an extraordinary life, huh? Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Because it's so spacious, isn't it? Life
yeah.
is so spacious outside that story. In fact, of course, it's everything. It's vast. Right? The story narrows it down to one little timeline, or I don't even know how to say that, but storyline. You know, it's just. And it's repetitive. It's much more like a soap opera than an epic tale.
Yeah. I mean, boring was the word that was dropping in.
So I did an interview yesterday, and I didn't know who this person was. You know, it just they said, talk to this person at this time. And so we got on the phone, and he said, so I want to start off with you telling our listeners about what it was like for you as a little girl. And I said, oh, no, we're not doing that. I cannot allow myself to bore myself that utterly to tell you my life story. Oh, my goodness.
Mm.
You know, I don't want that happening inside my head. I certainly don't want to put it in anybody else's head.
Yeah, that's so, I mean, so much of the stock and trade is of the voices is, well, this happened to me, and this is
mm-hmm.
what I need to do about it now, and this is
mm-hmm.
why I'm so screwed up, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
And whose fault it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, why would we want to do that? And yet we can see that we're trained, we're conditioned for that to be very compelling. You know, that's the most interesting thing in the world. It's why we're willing to go over it inside our heads for year after year after year after year. No, 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 that is not interesting.
Well, yeah, and outside our heads too, with our therapist and our friends and our
yes, oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah, to reinforce
yeah.
it. Yeah, because that, as you say, that's the story of this form we call Jeffrey, and we're supposed to think that that's who that being is. That being is that story, that combination of all of those life experiences. And when we begin to break that down and realize, whoa, most of it I wasn't even there for. Okay, so much of it happens in complete unconsciousness, and then it just
mm-hmm.
gets the story just gets told over and over and over with new things added and little shifts and variations and make it sound better and more dramatic, and then I'm going to claim that as who I am. Oh my goodness!
Yeah, claiming a fiction for who you
uh-huh.
are.
Uh-huh. And most times, as we've noticed, it's not a happy tale.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And having the chance through assignments like this one to like pick a time, like I'm going to eat lunch and I'm not going to have a conversation going, or I'm going to redirect my attention. And to just see all the ways that broadens everything, and it's a sign of love and appreciation. And kind of when there's no conversation, it's not like you have to then be kind. It's just when there's no conversation, kindness is there.
Yes,
you know?
because what to me what you're pointing at is we can either be lost in that conversation, that story, that narrative, or we're present.
Mm.
Yeah, and when we're present, the universe is the center of the universe, not me.
Wow.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
More fun to be had.
More fun to be had, indeed. Thank you deeply.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Gosho.
Thank you, Jeffrey. It is indeed so true, right, Sherry? I mean, I was looking at words that we use to describe, you know, the narrative, the conversation, because it's between ego and ego, the narrative because it's a story of an identity, or a monologue, because that's what it's, you know, or a diatribe. Because that's sort of what it sounds like in the head. Go ahead.
Well, when you just said that, that image that you just put forth of it's between ego and ego. So whether ego is telling a story and ego is listening, or ego is having a conversation back and forth. Yeah.
Yeah. Debating the merits of the duality or whatever.
Yeah. Sometimes doing a little soliloquy to a rapt audience of ego.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that to recognize, as you were pointing out, that it's such a narrow, repetitive, negative, static almost experience, or one track. Mm-hmm. Right, when we could on every track in the world.
Mm-hmm. I never actually thought about it before. I just heard myself say, you know, the universe is the center of the universe when we're present.
Mm.
But that, I talk about spacious.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah,
it's
and so difficult for the mind to grasp that thing that you're pointing out, the Indra's net, right? It's holographic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, here's our next caller as we wax lyrical. I am having once again, here we go. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, hello, Sherry, Ashwi. It's Carrie in England.
Oh, hello.
Hey, Carrie.
Hello. Oh, I can't believe I've got on. So technologically challenged. I've been trying, I don't know what someone's been telling me that the host is not here yet and all this. Anyway, I'm here, and that's brilliant.
Yes,
and
very well done.
I was sitting there going, let it be me. Because that last conversation was fantastic. I only caught the last part of the last conversation, but I feel so expanded from what I heard. And I just, just so want to be free of that constant, the voices, basically. And, yes, so I was doing the assignment today and the recording and listening, two-handed assignment. I haven't heard what anyone else has said, unfortunately. I'm enjoying at the moment letting life drop things in for me and just giving the space for things to drop in, and then recording in the morning what dropped in the day before, and it's just amazing what's happening. It's just so lovely. It's just a lovely way to start my day. And doing the assignment today with the, I've got an issue going on with my adrenal glands, which are in a very, very sorry state. And it dropped in, amongst other things, to give you a call. So I'm so glad I got on. But just with regards with the previous caller that I heard about this, you know, and you said about, you know, your childhood and all of that. You know, I had a unhappy childhood, but, you know, that, and, but whatever.
So
it's like
many
I want.
Yeah,
I want to start. I just want to, you know, from that last call, it's like I'm like a born again Buddhist. It starts now, every day, every day.
Every
moment. And, but unfortunately, the doctors have got a lot of information on me in their notes, a lot of it about mental health, depression and whatnot, you know, let's say originating from that, you know, whatever, childhood. But now all they see when I present is mental ill health, you know, someone with mental ill health, which I don't have now. You know, when you're in the moment, you can't be healthier. This is just, you're just there. And but I have a serious medical problem with my adrenal glands that I had a history of it, and they're in very, very poor shape. I'm sort of heading towards Addison's at the moment. It's really quite serious, but they're just not taking me serious and won't even refer me. And when they refer me for a physical condition, they put down my mental health. And, you know, so it's quite scary.
Your history is running into their lack of mental health.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. And,
or their non-understanding and,
No. Absolutely. And, of course, all you can do, well, there are two things I would say that you're doing that you can continue to do for you. One is to up the recording and listening.
Right.
Because the experience that you're having with that is the greatest kindness you can do for your adrenals, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's helping the body be happy, helping the immune system, helping everything to relax, letting the body work the very best that it can work, not getting upset, right?
Yeah.
And then that's your next big job when you're with people who are closed-minded. And that can sound judgmental, or it can just sound accurate, because we all know that place of, I get an idea in my head, I'm convinced that it's right, and then I just refer to that idea. And and I see through that idea, and everything, because I'm projecting through that idea, everything confirms that idea, and all the information comes back that I'm right. We all know that process. But to be the recipient of that process is really alarming. And so for you to stay in a place that it would take somebody really devoted to continue to see you as mentally ill because you are presenting as such a calm, centered, present, intelligent, clear, articulate person.
Yeah.
And at a certain point, they will, you will run into someone who will choose their experience over their beliefs and will be open to listening to what you're saying.
Okay.
But if you get upset.
Yes.
If you get upset.
I know. Yes, I can see that.
Yep.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah,
and you can
be just as right as right can be, and they will just tick off.
They'll just
mentally ill on the chart.
Yeah. Could I just say one other thing, which sort of goes into this, is that I have complex post-traumatic stress. So there's layer of trauma. And so my this is what's upsetting the adrenals, is my body is in constant fight and flight, and I can't turn it off. It's just a physiological process that's going on in my body. It doesn't matter how much meditating or what I do. It's been in there so long.
I'm going to ask you not to believe that.
Okay.
Because as long as you believe that, that's good. It's right back to the doctors. Okay. If you're looking through that belief system,
mm-hmm.
and you believe that, you project that, you're going to experience that.
Right.
If you don't, then the body has a chance to go in a different direction.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's not getting support for anything other than continuing in the same way, it will continue in the same way.
Right. But just what if the adrenals are in a dangerous state?
Again, Oh, absolutely. And again, the trick of this, right, and trick is such a calm word for it, is to stay in a state of conscious, compassionate awareness, of presence,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
in the face of everything that conditioned mind wants to throw at you. Whether it's your conditioned mind, the one in your head, or it's the conditioned mind in somebody else's head, the campaign to make all of this be true and real, permanent, forever, and preferably fatal, is huge. And so...
Yeah.
It's getting to that. So a while back, I was encouraging somebody's along the line of, I don't care. I choose unconditional love.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. I choose unconditional love.
Even if, sorry about this, because I can feel them now. The adrenals are jumping in my back.
I don't care. I choose unconditional love. It is your best hope. Because focusing on what's wrong is never going to take us to where we want to go. And that's what conditioned mind wants you to do. It wants you to
even a medical
focused on
even a medical condition.
Body and mind are one. Body and mind are one. They're not heavily influenced by one another. They are one. One is visible, one is not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Okay. I will listen to this again.
Yes, and you can see how conditioning wants to pull you off and take you into a place that is going to exacerbate the problem. And that's why we get to, I don't care. Yes, it's true. They're doing it. Yes, that's true. Yes, I don't care. My job, my hope, is to choose unconditional love in the face of this and everything else. Circumstances may be whatever circumstances are, and they probably will be. I don't care what they are. I choose unconditional love because that's what will save this human being.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
From that, answers will come, probably, of what to do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. And the answer will be, choose unconditional love. And when you're sitting there across from one of those doctors, be choosing unconditional love. Because whether we live or die, whether the body continues to exist in this form or not, our best hope is choosing unconditional love.
Okay, that's sunk in now, that last one.
Good. Good woman.
Finally.
Your assignment, right? And it's the assignment for all of us. for every one of us. In a moment when we think there's nothing wrong and we're going to live forever, at the moment of death, it's the same choice. Unconditional love. Now, then, and always. Okay.
Yes. Thank you.
Take care. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're most welcome.
Thank you, Carrie. You know, that just deserves very deep silence. And it brings us to the end of another show, Sherry. So here's our assignment, and it's so perfect. The moment is the soul reality. If we pay any attention at all, we can see how obviously true this quote is. But since many of us spend a considerable portion of our time lost in a story and conditioned mind, the story appears more real than the moment. The story is almost always something that happened in the past or some awful thing that could happen in the future. We're either in review or rehearsal. We're not here where life is actually happening. What's more, when we're listening to the voices, we don't even realize that what went before and what may come after, what may come after, are not happening now. Today, set alarms to bring your attention back to this year now and practice being present to the reality of the moment. Record and listen.
And if we toss in choosing unconditional love as the focus of our attention in the reality of the moment.
And they're so synonymous.
Yes. Yes. All right. Well, I think today is Friday.
That's right. So hopefully we'll see everybody on Monday.
Yes, and for those... Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, we'll take precepts for everybody.
That's right. That was what I was going to say, too. Anybody who wants to, please join us in spirit this weekend as we accept precepts. And then
take refuge in Bodhi, Dharma, and Sangha. Yeah.
Yes, indeed. All right. Thank you, Ashwini.
Deep gassho, Sherry. Deep
gassho to you and to all.
Yeah. Thank you very much, everybody. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.